play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Becker Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, national anthem from the Sterling Peck Band. Let's send it down to PA announcer Jeff Sebro for our starting lineups here tonight.
Good evening, basketball fans, and welcome to Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse on the campus of Sterling High School. It's time to meet tonight's starters for our varsity contest. First, let's meet the Streaks from Galesburg High School. Number 4, a 5'8 junior, Gary Kilgore. Number 12, a 5'6 senior, Capri Ferguson. Number 14, a 5'4 junior, Alexis Ederson. Number 30, a 5'8 junior, Antonia Kistler. And number 34, a 5'9 junior, Sierra Boyd. Head coach for the Streaks is Mr. Evan Massey.
All right, now get their video board ready for the Sterling starting lineups. It's pretty cool setup they have here. We've got our cool board on our wall, but there's four-sided scoreboard, and the video shows on all four sides of it. Get it back to Jeff Sebro with the Sterling starting lineups. Well, it's kind of similar. I don't think it's going to kind of show the history like ours. Yeah, here we go. There's their head coach, Taylor Carbaugh, back when she was playing in 02. She's a Hall of Famer here. Olivia Turner, current player. Yeah, the gym has changed quite a bit over the years. Yeah.
These are the seniors now that they're showing on the board.
Yep.
Turner, Menchaca, now Kate Rousey.
All right, so here we go now.
And they're intimidating poses on the...
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And now... the starting lineup for your Golden Warriors. Number 3, a 5'6 sophomore, Dalali Amakwa. Number 4, a 5'8 senior, Olivia Turner. Number 11, a 6-foot senior, Catherine Rousey. number 12, a 5'9 junior, Olivia Melcher. And number 42, a 6'2 sophomore, Madison Austin. Head coach for Golden Warriors, Miss Taylor Jackson.
All right, thanks to Jeff Sebro, the PA announcer here.
Between scoreboard, sound system, and the lights being off, that was probably the most impressive starting lineup intro that we've seen all season.
Pretty cool. I think that's the only one that's comparable with ours at all
right.
on the conference nights. All right, Streaks in their road black, silver numbers, silver and white trim. Sterling in their home white, gold numbers, navy and gold trim in the center circle. 5'8", Soraya Boyd for the Streaks.
She looks short in there.
Yeah, Olivia Melcher. No, that's not Melcher.
No, I think that's Madison Austin.
Madison Austin, 6'2", just a sophomore.
Yeah, she towers over Soraya.
Absolutely. All right, ready to get things underway. The ball's up, and the tip is won by the Golden Warriors. Goes into the hands of the backcourt of Turner. That's actually Amonkwa. She's got it out near the center circle. Dribbles left. Working against Alexis Edgerson. Picks up down on the left block. It's going to go, I thought Antonio got a hand on it last, but they're going to say no. It went off of Rousey last, so the Streets get it back. Turnover to start the game on Sterling.
1-3-1.
Take advantage of the turnovers, unlike last Saturday.
Right.
The way we started that game. Now backdoor pass. Well, nope, now the Streets turn it over.
Not off to a solid start on that one. We turn right back over. I don't know if the Streaks identified that was a 1-3-1. The pass just a little long there for Soraya down on the baseline.
Yeah, Kier tried to throw it over the top, kind of a backdoor skip over the top and a little too high, so the teams exchange turnovers. This is Madison Austin with it. Out high right side it goes to Catherine Rousey. Now at high left side, this is Olivia Melcher with it. Melcher on the dribble, knocked away by Kier. Then she's able to get it back. Good defense by Kier Kilgore. Right wing, it goes to Olivia Turner. Down on the right block, stolen away by Antonia Kistler.
Starting very similarly to Saturday.
Kira with it. Now it's Capri Ferguson out between the circles. Right wing out high, it goes to Alexis Edgerson.
Miss Kira on the backside.
Yep.
Nice pass.
Back door from Capri, up off the glass and in. That's the way to beat that zone, get him to shift. And they were actually shifting without the ball going back the other way.
Well, and what the Streaks did was they started the ball back the other way and got him moving, and this is going to be a travel. So three straight turnovers here for the Golden Warriors. But the Streaks started the ball moving back towards the left, so it started the defense shifting, and they almost, like you said, they almost kind of were assuming the Streaks were going to keep going to the left wing and instead went back door with it.
Antonia Kistler, top of the key with it. Looks over the defense. Don't want to get a five call here. And threw it away. Two turnovers now on the Streaks as well. Down the right side, up on the glass and missed. And now, goodness. Okay, so thought they were going to call a charge, didn't call it. Then Austin went over the back of Antonia Kistler, and I also knocked the ball out of bounds, but they're giving it back to Sterling.
Capri was laying on the end line, but she dodged the ball, so it should have been Streak ball there.
Now losing the ball in the paint. Melcher gets it back, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes out long. Loose ball now goes to the floor, and now a tie-up between Capri Ferguson and Olivia Melcher, and this time it's going to go back. Oh, did they call a foul? On who? Antonia Kistler got called for a foul. Capri,
they tied her up.
Melcher. That's what Coach Mass is saying. Wait a minute. Where did that come from? I thought they were calling the jump ball. All right, well, back to Sterling it goes. In the backcourt, bringing it across is Amonkwa. She picks up out high on the right side, looking for help. Now down on the right block, it goes to Rousey. Working against Soraya Boyd, puts it up. Now Soraya's going to call for a foul.
Yep. And Soraya's going to call for a foul here. As basically what happened was Rousey just tried to lean into her and put the ball up into Soraya's armpit, and Soraya called for the foul.
Called her with the body. That's what he indicated over here. Now Coach Massey's talking to him. Rousey at the free throw line. First shot is up and in.
You're supposed to, as a defensive player, be able to stand straight up and down and absorb contact as long as you don't go into the offensive player's space.
Catherine Rousey hits the first, second one. Rolls off no good. Rebound down Antonia Kistler. 2-1 Streaks lead, 6:02 to play here in the first quarter. Soraya Boyd kicks back out to Kiara Kilgore. Left wing, drives baseline, stops. Kicks it out to nobody. It's going to go out of bounds. Streaks
turn
over again.
I don't know if she just assumed somebody was going to be out there. But you don't usually see that from Key.
So the Streaks have now turned it over three times, as has Sterling. 2-1 is the Galesburg lead. Under 6 minutes to play first quarter. Out high left side, this is Olivia Turner. Down on the block, knocked away by Antonia Kissler. Saved it inbounds, going to go out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench. Back to Sterling. Good hustle by Antonia. So they've got two Olivias on the varsity with an O, two Olivias on the sophomore starting with an A. Well, that was rather interesting. So the television crew is in our way now. Maybe they're like doing shooting for the yearbook or something.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was yearbook.
It's an interesting camera down there. All right, this is Melcher with it. Top of the key cut off by Kiera. Now
ooh,
a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri down the right side, lays it up and in.
She looked back to make sure she wasn't going to get chased down, and once she saw she had space, she just went up and laid it in.
4-1 Streaks, good defense. And
did she just pick up the dribble?
I'm not sure. I didn't see it. Huh. This is Amankwa down in the corner. Now drives in.
Oh, my gosh.
Second foul.
And again, same official. No, yeah. This is a different official. Straight up and down this time was Antonia Kissler. Got jumped into, and they're going to call the foul on Antonia for her second.
So that's going to put Dalali Amankwa, 5'6", sophomore at the free throw line with two shots.
And that's going to bring Juniper in the game.
High arcing first free throw is good. 2 points on free throws for Sterling. It's 4-2 Galesburg. So Juniper Sportsman in replacing Antonia Kissler. 5:10 to play first quarter, 4-2 Streaks. Let's forget we can see the replay up there sometimes, too. Second shot is up and missed it.
Over the back.
Over the back on Austin. They don't call it. Now the ball is going to. Now they're going to give the Streaks the ball when it was off Juniper last. Should have been over. I don't know how. And that's what Coach Massey's saying. Where's he over the back?
I mean, that one was a clear one,
yeah,
too, because
absolutely.
It was good position, and she just literally went over the back.
Capri Ferguson out high. Right side now to Alexis Edgerson. Right wing, Kiera Kilgore back to Alexis Edgerson.
Oh,
thought
swing
about
it.
The
they
three.
Missed Capri.
Yep, too late with it.
Got to keep the ball moving.
Now to Soraya at the free throw line. Drives down the left side. Steps back. Looks for help.
Over the top.
Now gets to Capri left wing. She'll penetrate. Bounces to Soraya on the left wing. Now Alexis Edgerson, top of the key for three. Too strong. Rebound comes out long. Good hustle, Juniper Schwartzman. Gets out to Capri. Now it's Kiera, right wing. Steps back, fires a three. Short. And the rebound comes down to Amankwa for Sterling. 4-2, Streaks lead. Right wing, Melcher travel with it. Now gets it out underneath to Rousey. Puts it up off the glass, no good. Austin with the rebound on the weak side. Puts it up and in. Her first basket. We're tied at 4, 4:15 to play here in the first quarter. Alexis Edgerson to Capri Ferguson on the volleyball spike line between the circles. To Soraya Boyd, right block up off the glass, no, but a foul's called, and it's going to go, is it going to be Amankwa or Rousey?
I'm guessing Rousey, 11.
Yep.
So the Streaks have to identify what's going on down here and understand that they're going to call that when, if you're the offensive player, just go into the defensive player.
Oh, well, I don't know what happened to that one. Must have come off her hand wrong or something.
I wonder if the difference in the shooting background kind of threw her because Soraya missed that one badly. Didn't even draw rim or backboard.
Well, she was distracted by the kid behind, but missed
open
that one.
Shooting background here.
Yeah.
This
now
should be straight
that,
ball.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Good job. Yeah. Kiera knocked it off the knee of Turner, and it's going to go. Turner just let it go. It's going to go back to the Streaks. So Kiera Kilgore will inbound from the right baseline. It comes to Lily Clark and fires from on top of the three-point arc and missed it. Rebound comes away to Amankwa. Amankwa on the run. Down the left side. Left wing goes to Turner. Fires a three. Missed it. Rebound comes away to Kiera Gibson in. She misses a shot. And now a foul over the back is going to go against Gibson. Over the back of Kiera. So Kiera and Kiera. K-I-R-R-A in this case. And she picks up the foul. 3:47 to play here in the first quarter. We're just tied at 4 apiece. Each team has turned the ball over. Now 4 for... Sterling and Streaks have turned it over three times. Still in the 1-3-1 zone are the Golden Warriors. Capri Ferguson with it gets picked from Soraya. Out high, bounces right wing for Lily Clark. And again, it's a long two fire from on top of the arc. Got to be aware of where your feet are when you're taking that
right,
shot.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pointless to take that shot if you're going to shoot it on top of the line.
Long two. You want to, if you're going to shoot out that far, you got to get the three. Now, Alexis Edgerson back in. With 3.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter, we are tied at 4. And as Coach Jackson said, just, you know, want to slow things down and slow some of our players down. So far, that's happened. This is Melcher, top of the key, dribbles right. Knocked away by Alexis Edgerson. Ball goes to the floor. This time, a jump ball. Good hustle. Juniper Schwartzman and Capri Ferguson went to the floor after it. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Well, Melcher trying to go through traffic there. I don't know that she has the handles to get through traffic dribbling, so probably better for her not to try that again because the streaks collapse on her in a hurry.
And that brings Aubrey Menchaca in, 5'7 senior, replacing Melcher. Here, Jennifer Schwartzman out high left side, back to Capri Ferguson, right of the center circle. 3:09 to play now. Juniper with it underneath.
Good pass.
Kiara, right side, leans in, and no foul card. Are you kidding me? Missed the shot.
Oh, geez.
And
now we're going to get one
on
Alexis.
Alexis Ederson. I don't know how you didn't get the body on Austin on the first time.
Well,
Kiara made the fake.
Especially when you called the body on Alexis just for standing there and getting run into.
Wow.
So like you got to pick one or the other. This is either going to be a tightly called game or it's got to be a loosely called game. One or the other. We can't have this
already
hybrid version.
Yeah, already 14 fouls on the streaks. Illegal screen there set on Alexis Ederson. Now Turner with the 15-footer left side. No good. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound to Capri Ferguson. Capri on the run. Gets to Kiara left side. Long three-pointer up and in and out. No good. Wow, right on target. Now Juniper Schwartzman hustles to the rebound. Gets to Kiara down the left side line and lane, and somebody had a hold of her wrist. And who was it? It was either Menchaca. Nope, it's going to go against Gibson. Kiara Gibson picks up the foul. That's her second. So quickly, she's already coming back out. That's going to put Catherine Rousey back in. 2:36 to play first quarter. We're tied at 4. Kiara Kilgore to inbound from the left baseline. In it comes to Juniper Schwartzman. Back to Kiara, posted up, turns left hand up off the glass. Nice job. Great position by Kiara. Made the pass and immediately went in and posted up. Lays it up and in. That is her first basket. The assist to Juniper Schwartzman, 6-4 streaks.
Yeah, nice shot by the streaks, and that's what they got to keep looking for. And Kiara does such a good job getting position. That's 6 turnovers now for Sterling, and this is eerily similar to Saturday where the Allman turned the ball over a ton in the first quarter. Streaks weren't able to capitalize. Streaks have yet to really capitalize in this one.
I think they had 4 in a row and then
five of the first seven, 6.
Yeah,
or
something six of 7 or something. We were tied at 4 or up 4-2 or something. Now Alexis Edgerson, 3 left corner, in and out, no good. Rebound on the weak side to Soraya Boyd. Now Kiara has it, drives in, nearly banks it in from straight on, couldn't hit. Rebound to Austin for Sterling. Quickly back the other way, Menchaca.
Oh, right, that baseline. Was an illegal screen on the baseline. That was
going to give her 2 shots.
Rousey was holding Soraya. Soraya tried to get around her, and Rousey was holding her, so she couldn't get around to play defense. And no call there, but we're going to get the call on the baseline. Watch what? They're not going to show it. I was going to say, watch her come around the baseline on that replay.
So who did they call that one on? Kiara, I guess. They've got her for a foul there now. No?
They do not. Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. She's got 2? I only hit her for 1.
No, that's...
Wrong points. Column.
Yeah. First free throw up and missed by Menchaca. Second one is up and made that one. All right. So, streaks lead 6-5, 1:45 to play first quarter. Kiara with it, holding on out high. Now puts it on the floor to Capri, left wing. Got knocked away, got it back out to Kiara, top of the key. She lost the handle, runs it down out near midcourt. Now down to the free throw line, gets around. Nice dump off, but got a little bit behind Juniper, and she gets hammered going up, and she'll go to the free throw line. Yeah, pass was just a little bit. I don't know if the ball's slick tonight or something. At least on that sequence, it looked like it was. Foul goes against Delali Amankwa, and that's going to put Juniper Schwartzman at the free throw line for 2 shots for the streaks. Only had 2 attempts so far, both misses by Soraya. And Juniper puts that one up and in. Make it 7-5, 1:29 to play. Melcher checking back in. She'll replace Austin. So not as much size now, but Melcher still 5'9", and Rousey at 6 foot. And second one good by Juniper. Make it 8-5 streaks. 1:23 to play. Melcher holds on out high. Top of the key to Rousey. Working against Soraya Boyd. Out high left side it goes to Menchaca. She fires a 3.
Wow.
Menchaca.
Kiara just a little slow getting out to her there. She had to work her way through a screen. Unfortunately, that gave enough time for Menchaca to get that shot off, and now the streaks are going to turn it over.
Yep, tied at 8, and Alexis Ederson got bottled up and tried to bounce for Soraya, but Soraya was coming out at that point and went off of her leg. So is that 4 streaks turnovers?
Yep, 4 turnovers.
Tied at 8, less than a minute to play here in the first quarter. Rousey, top of the key to Melcher. She'll stop and fire a flat-footed 3, missed it. Rebound Kiara. And then there you go. Thank you. Menchaca had a hold of her arm as she tried to dribble away. And that will be her first foul. And that is now 5 team fouls apiece. 48.8 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at 8. Free Ferguson to Trigger. She'll bring it across. Out high right side, Alexis Edgerson to Soraya Boyd. Out high on the right side. Back to Alexis Edgerson, right of the center circle. Ooh, dangerous pass there, but Capri gets it. Now to Kiera down the left side of the lane.
Nice.
Up pass in and one. Foul goes against of Dalali Amankwa. That is her second. Great move by Kiera. Knew the contact was coming. Took it left hand up off the glass and in and one.
Just a real strong take right there by.
So Amankwa goes Kiera to the bench, and that brings in Todd Liberty, a 5'2 sophomore. She pretty much played the entire sophomore game as well. Here at the free throw line, missed it. Rebound kept alive by Soraya, but Rousey comes away with it. I'm fine with her handling the ball, but she passes off to Menchaca. She's got it right baseline, top of the key. Melcher fires a three and bounces off, no good. Rousey with the rebound, a tied up by Kiera Kilgore.
Nice
good job
by
Kiera. Possession arrow points for the Golden Warriors with 19.6 to play here in the first quarter.
Just wait till you watch. Did you watch Liberty handle the ball at all during the sophomore game?
A little bit, yeah, after you mentioned it. Melcher with it. Down on the right baseline. Turns. Good defense by Juniper Schwartzman. She nearly lost it. Now picks up. Gets it to Menchaca. Now over the top it goes to Rousey. Turns. Puts it up off the glass.
Wow.
And good strong move by Rousey.
She shot that from the waist.
We're tied at 10. 3 seconds to play. Kiera left baseline. 17-footer. Ah. Too strong. Rebound Capri and not able to get a shot off. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 10. The Sterling Golden Warriors 10. Take a timeout, come back with the second quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliff Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was the perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliff Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliff Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Blessings in a Backpack, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at City Select Motors on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Alexis Edgerson, three-pointer top of the key, missed. And Amankwa with a rebound. Quickly back the other way. Melcher drives down the right side, lays it up, no good. Rebound comes away to Capri Ferguson. Streaks with numbers. Capri on the dribble and gets knocked away from behind, and the Streaks turn it over. Nobody warned her.
Wow.
That went against Olivia Turner, so this team's exchange turnovers there. That's seven for Sterling,
that's
five for the Streaks.
Probably, what, the second carry we've seen this year?
Yeah, don't see too many of them. Tied at 10. Tom Meredith there. Gibson here, Homer Musgrove, Fieldhouse, and Sterling. Left baseline, Kiera Kilgore. Back out high left side to Capri Ferguson, Alexis Edgerton. Out high right side, right wing, Kiera fakes the three, drives in. Nice dump down to Juniper Schwartzman, up off the glass and in.
Good, strong catch by Juniper. That ball kind of went off her hand. She was able to grab it back and go right up with a nice job at Juniper.
Streaks retake the lead, 12-10, 7-11 to play first half. Amankwa on the dribble down the right side of the lane, got away, up off the glass, too hard, and the rebound, Antonia Kissel, who's back in. She got two early fouls. Now Capri Ferguson walks it across right of the center circle. Still in the 1-3-1 zone, bounces for Antonia Kissel. Left baseline to Alexis Edgerton,
well,
try to get it inside.
I don't know
traffic.
What the Streaks were doing. They had two players on the post there, so that one defender was able to guard two players.
Melcher quickly back the other way, lays it up and in. We're tied at 12. And one thing you don't want is to give a team like this confidence.
Right.
Left baseline, Alexis Edgerson. Back out high to Kiera Kilgore. Thought about the three. Back to Alexis. She'll fire the three. Left baseline. Good.
Yeah, if someone could get hot from outside, it'll probably pull them out of this 1-3-1.
First three of the game for the Streaks. Had a 15-12 lead, 6-18 to play first half. First basket for Alexis
Edgerton.
That's a moving
screen by Madison Austin.
Yeah, she's walking, moving along with Alexis Edgerson, and that in the meantime, Monkel gets away left side, lays it up and in.
Yeah, literally was walking right with her so that she couldn't get around her.
Now Kiara Kilgore for three, left wing, too strong. Rebound comes away to Melcher. Melcher on the run, left side. Travel with it, no call. Missed the shot. Madison Austin lost the rebound. Should be streak ball, yep. And it is going to come back the other way. Soraya Boyd back in to replace Juniper Schwartzman. 5:52 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 15-14. All right. A lot of substitutions for Coach Jackson. Antonia Kessler. Nice look underneath to Kiara, but missed the easy one. Rebound Austin. I think she was surprised she was as wide open as she was.
Yeah, and rushed. You're right, because she rushed it a little bit.
Now Rousey down the right block. Missed that one. Austin with the rebound and blocked. Oh, yes, thank you. It's
I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah, because Antonia had her hand on top of the ball. I thought he was going to call a foul on her, but because Austin had brought the ball down to her waist on the offensive rebound. Possession goes points Sterling's way, so they'll have it under the basket on the left baseline. Amonkwa inbounds, and it's stolen away by Kiara Kilgore, and then she gets tied up immediately by Melcher, but the Streaks are going to take it back the other way.
Melcher's probably lucky she didn't call for a foul because she had a hold of her arm.
5:27 to play first half, 15-14 is the Streaks' lead. Bree Ferguson on the dribble, left side, and threw it away. Yep.
Just a needless turnover, too, because Capri just kind of threw that one into the dirt, if you will, right in front of Kiara, and it was off the sideline.
Yeah, didn't have a chance. There's no way she could have caught it. I think it actually bounced out of bounds, didn't it?
It's kind of like when you watch the second baseman just short hop it to the first baseman from, like, 4 feet away.
Gibson drives in, a little runner off the glass, no rebound. Juniper Schwartzman, who's back in for the Streaks, gets to Capri Ferguson. Right wing, Alexis Edgerson with it. Picks up, looks for help. Back to Capri, right of the center circle. Under five to play, 15-14 Streaks here in the first half. Capri Ferguson with it. Dribbles left, gives to Kiara Kilgore out high left side. Left wing, it goes to Alexis. Back to Kiara, a long three, up and no good. Too strong, rebound off the leg of Capri, and now lost a handle on it. And now it's knocked away by Alexis Edgerson, but Turner able to get it back, so we'll take it back the other way.
I'd like to see the Streaks are occupying the high post. I think it would cause all kinds of problems for the Sterling team and allow for some dump downs to some pins.
Now a three-pointer from Turner out high left side, puts it up and in, and a lead for the Sterling Golden Warriors, 17-15, and Coach Massey calls a timeout as he's sending in a couple of new players. As he has Chloe May and Lily Clark checking in. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, football, boys basketball, girls basketball, driving something out of their rental fleet at Galesburg Nissan. This is a 2022 Nissan Altima. You can check this out. I always love the Altimas. A lot of leg room, really, really nice cars. And they've got pretty much any size you're looking for. Economy, compact SUV, intermediate SUV, full size. Premium SUV, large SUV, pickup truck, they've got it all in their rental fleet at Galesburg Nissan. Also, if you're looking for new, Galesburg Nissan is the place for you. Right now, 90 days deferred payment on new Nissans at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. All right, so Coach trying to find a combination to get something going here. Chloe May is going to step out and play the point here.
Again, Addison McLaughlin still out injured, so leading to Chloe May getting some good time here on the varsity squad.
Lily Clark, dangerous pass, swings it to Kiara on the left wing. Back out to Chloe May on high left side. Chloe on the dribble, bounces for Kiara. Left baseline, fires a three. Got fouled
blocked.
And no call.
I think it was blocked.
Was it? She was looking at the official like, hey, where's the call? And that, I didn't see how to end up out of bounds there.
Antonio tried to kick it out, and it was a bad pass.
Goes back to Sterling, who leads 17-15, under 4 minutes to play first half.
Yeah, it looked to me like the shot got blocked. Okay. Maybe she got hand too, but it looked like, because the shot, she kind of swung at the shot came off a little sideways.
Gibson with it out high and threw it away.
So a nice job by Kiara. She over pursued the pass, but it caused Gibson just to throw it out of bounds because she didn't want to throw it to Kiara.
So we go back the other way after the ninth Sterling turnover with 3:37 to play in the half.
Both Lily teams Clark. With nine turnovers.
Now Kiara drives left baseline up off the glass. Oh, rolled off too hard, and it's going to go back to the Streaks as Gibson knocked it away from Juniper Schwartzman. Man, Kiara's had a couple of them down there. hasn't been able to get to fall.
Yeah, just 2 for 12 from the field for Kira, and she seems to be just off inside the lane.
Now she's got to post it up, turns, and takes some contact. Can't get that one to fall, but the foul's going to go against
Maggie Rousey.
Maggie Rousey, 5'7", junior, who's in. So that's her first, 17 fouls. Also, the Streaks will be at the free throw line for the rest of the half. So Kara Kilgore at the free throw line, missed one earlier. She's got 4 points. First one up and two strong. 3:23 to play, 17-15 the Sterling lead. So Chloe May comes out. Capri Ferguson checks back in.
You kind of wonder if it's that shooting background down there because those students are seeing it right behind the basket.
Yeah. There's like one that's – it might be easier with a whole bunch of students. There's just one that's
right
back there waving, but Kiara hits the second. Now, what's it called?
Timeout.
Amakwa trapped in the left corner, and Coach Taylor Jackson calls timeout. And this is a full. We'll take one as well. 3:21 to play in the half. It's Sterling 17, Galesburg 16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.
Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at silverahealth.com/galesburg.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Second half, we shoot down there.
Yeah. 3:21 to play here in the first half. Galesburg Silver Streaks surprisingly trailing the Sterling Gold Warriors 17-16. Streaks just not too many turnovers. Both teams
right.
A lot, but not getting the ball to fall yet either. So hopefully we'll get this turned around. Sterling with it. Amakwa brings it across, met by Kiara Kilgore, and now a near steal on the Capri Ferguson, great play. Kiara, left side, crosses over, gets knocked away from behind by Gibson, back to the Streaks, down on the left baseline.
The one thing you got to say about the Sterling team is they've done a tremendous job of getting back and not letting the Streaks get runouts. I think we have one fast break layup, and that was Capri,
and
still almost got chased down from behind.
And nearly turned over, got knocked away. Capri's able to get back. She's got it out high right side to Antonia Kisser between the circles. Under three to play. Antonia drives down the left side, up off the glass. Got it. Nice take, Antonia Kisser. Her first basket.
And nice soft touch, too, because that's a hard one. She banked it in from straight on.
And that was after coming off a hard dribble, too. 18-17, Streaks retake the lead. And there was a travel not called on Amakwa. Left baseline, it goes to Maggie Rousey. Missed the 18-footer, but a weak side rebound comes into the hands of Menchaca. Now three-pointer by Turner, no good, but another weak side rebound for Rousey. Maggie Rousey. Now this is Amakwa with it. Free throw line to Gibson. Gibson down the right side of the lane, leans in. Oh,
what is the foul?
See, they're calling Juniper Sportsman, and Gibson had no chance to get a shot off. She was just like leaning in and just like threw her body into.
No, they called Kiara.
They called Kiara for what?
Must have called her for he called her for a hack, essentially.
Wow.
But must have said she reached him and she went by.
Well, now that's two on her.
I mean, if she did, I at least feel a little bit better about that because they kept calling the offensive player running into the defensive player as a foul on the defensive player. First shot missed by Kira Gibson.
Kathy Rousey back in, Melcher back in. So they got to feel good because there was several subs in there during that time when they actually took the lead on us. 18-17 is the Streaks lead now. Gibson at the free throw line, eyes the second one and missed it. Rebound run down. Oh, no. They're going to call her out of bounds, but she's going over the back of Soraya. That was Melcher, but it's going to go back to the Streaks. 2:19 to play in the half. 18-17 is the Galesburg lead.
Streaks still have not really figured out a way to effectively attack this 1-3-1. Again, I kind of think that high post would be an option because then you can feed down to Soraya there.
Now pass inside to Juniper Schwartzman. Nice job. There's a low pass from Capri, and Juniper is able to gather it and get it up off the glass and in. So Juniper with six now and make it 20-17 Streaks. Austin back in. She's got it out high left side. Now it's, near steal by Capri, and it's going to go, I thought went out of bounds. They were able to gather it in. Now get us down to Catherine Rousey up off the glass and in. Well, that was unfortunate.
So tough sequence of events there for the Streaks. nearly a steal, then nearly a turnover, and then it ends up in a layup, or a, not a layup, but a short jumper.
Now the pass to Lily Clark right through her hands. Streaks turn it over. That is, what, 10 on us now?
Yep.
20-19 is the Galesburg lead. 1:32 to play first half. Alexis Ezerson back in, replacing Lily Clark. She's in there. Juniper Schwartzman, Kira Kilgore, Soraya Boyd, and Capri Ferguson. 1:30 to play. Amakwa brings it across for the Golden Warriors. Out high right side, down the right side of the lane. Kicks back out. And this is Melcher drives in. Little runner is up and in. She's got four, and it's 21-20 Sterling. 1:15 to play here in the first half. Bree Ferguson on the dribble. Goes to the free throw line, gets to Kara left wing. She'll go baseline, back out to Capri. Fakes, drives, lost the handle, then got it back to Alexis Edgerson, down to Sarai Boyd on the block.
That was a foul.
Wow, no call whatsoever. Officials were asleep on that one. Now Capri to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Penetrates a couple steps, misses 17-footer, and Rousey with a rebound for Sterling. 45 to play in the half. Sterling up 21-20. Left wing, it goes to Weeks. Cadence Weeks.
Traveled.
Now this is Weeks with it again on the left wing. Fires a long three, short. Rebound, Kiera.
That wasn't even in the zip code.
30 to play. Kiera on the dribble. Top of the key. Now to Capri. Ferguson fires a three out high. Too strong. And coming away with it, Amakwa. Sterling with numbers. Amakwa down the left side and ran.
Oh, a charge.
Well, and what happened there, Capri had actually turned her back to block out, and Amakwa just went right into her, knocked her to the floor. Now, a lot of times, because of the fact she had turned her back, they wouldn't call it that
right.
way.
Oh,
I
gosh,
think it's
no.
the right call.
Right. No, unfortunately, generally speaking, we don't see a lot of charge calls unless the defensive player falls over, even if the contact is initiated by the offensive player.
That's three on Amakwa, so she's gone back to the bench. 15 to play. Kiera with it, left side, out between the circles. Alexis Edgerson with 12. Now Capri Ferguson with 10. Back door to Kiera, left side, up off the glass, missed it. Got her own rebound, though, and fouled by Austin. So Kiera's going to go to the free throw line. 18 fouls before that one for Sterling. So Kiera will have a chance to the one and bonus. First foul on Madison Austin. So Kiera Kilgore at the free throw line with a chance to the one and bonus. She's got five in the game. 21-20 Streets trail, 5.5 to play here in the first half. Kiera's first shot is up. Missed it. Rebound comes out long to Melcher with four. Now throws it away. Now long three-pointer by Capri at the buzzer. Missed it from about the volleyball spike line. We have played one half of basketball. Has not been a pretty one.
No.
Streets trail the Sterling Golden Warriors. It is Sterling 21, Galesburg 20. Come back with our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streets trail 21-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Sterling High School, Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Sterling Golden Warriors 21-20. Kind of an ugly first half of basketball. I know Sterling's kind of feeling pretty good about it, though.
Well, all right. I mean, you can't complain if you're Sterling because, you know, in terms of these games, it doesn't matter if you're winning pretty or ugly. You just want to be winning.
Probably the uglier the better for them, honestly.
Right.
All right, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Sophomores lost here tonight. 34-31 was the final on that one. Galesburg High boys got a big win over Ottoman last night. They'll be back in action on Friday night. Going to be on the road to Rock Island to take on the Rocks. Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that for you. Round 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip. Then Saturday afternoon, the Illini back at it. Of course, they got postponed last night because of COVID-19 in the Minnesota program. That game's going to be made up as of, I think, Monday,
20th.
Right? Yeah. 20th? Okay, so later than that. All right. Anyway, so the Illini Saturday afternoon against Rutgers, and that'll be at the State Farm Center. 12 o'clock for the pregame, 1 o'clock tip here on WGIL. Then the boys will be back at it on Tuesday night when they play host to Quincy. And, our first conflict already postseason, right? Because are we Monday night with the girls? No, we're Tuesday.
So. Tuesday.
Yeah, so Monday, yeah, it could be Tuesday and Friday conflicts coming up next week with the boys. I guess the boys don't play next Friday, though. So we'll get all that figured out. And the girls actually will be on WGIL because it'll be an earlier start. We have a 6 o'clock tip-off up at Dixon against the same Sterling team. And so that means 5:40 pregame coming up next Tuesday.
Bradley winning the war on 74 at halftime, 41-21. So that's always good news for me.
So they're back in Peoria this time, right?
No, this time.
Oh, this is at ISU.
Yeah, this one's at ISU.
Okay. Well, there you go. Look at that.
Yeah.
You're Braves trying to do something.
Finally showing up after that first ugly game they had in Peoria where they had to go to overtime to win.
All right, we're going to come back and run down some halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 21-20 to the Sterling Golden Warriors. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow, I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main Street in Galesburg. It sometimes only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Rain tonight, overnight low 34. Cloudy and windy tomorrow with more rain and possibly mixed with sleet in the morning. Rain likely in the afternoon as well, high of 39. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 26. Friday, gradually becoming sunny with a high of 31. In downtown Galesburg, it's 39 at WGIL. When you're out and about, be sure you're wearing the gray WGIL button for a chance to be spotted and win instant cash like Merrill Broadfield of McQuan, who won $100 from WGIL.
Halftime at Sterling, Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Streaks trail the Golden Warriors 21-20. Our halftime stats brought to you by Yamato Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. All right, not a whole lot to get to. About turnovers, about as many as anything. Streaks were led by Juniper Schwartzman, 6 points, 2 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 5 for Kara Kilgore on 2 baskets, just 1 for 3 from the line, including missing the front end of a 1-1. 3 for Alexis Edgerson on a 3-pointer, 2 for Antonia Kistler on a 2, 2 for Capri Ferguson on a 2, 2 for Soraya Boyd on a 2, over 2 from the line. Streaks just 3 for 8 from the line, the 1 3-pointer. For Sterling, they were led by Catherine Rousey with 5, a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line, 4 apiece for Aubrey Menchaca, Olivia Melcher, I guess just the two of them with 4. Menchaca with a 3 and 1 for 2 from the line, 2 baskets for Melcher, 3 apiece for Olivia Turner and Dalalia Mankwa, a 3-pointer for Turner, 2 points for Madison Austin. Let's see, 2 3-pointers and 3 for 8 from the line for Sterling. So neither team lighting it up from the free throw line either.
No, 12 turnovers for Sterling. Streaks turned the ball over 10 times. So, these stats get about as close as they can be. 19 rebounds apiece for the two teams. 9 offensive boards for the Streaks, 8 for Sterling. Sterling shot the ball better than the Streaks. 8 of 24 from the field. 2 of 5 from downtown. The Streaks are 8 of 27 from the field, 1 of 11 from downtown.
All right, Streaks trail 21-20 at halftime. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Are you needing a rental for any reason? Maybe you're getting a vehicle worked on, or you just want something, maybe something more reliable, get out on the road and go somewhere for a weekend, or you got somebody coming in town that maybe needs something. Well, they've got a full fleet of rental vehicles. In fact, we're driving one out of that rental vehicle fleet tonight. It's a 2022 Nissan Altima, and you can check out that one and the whole rest of the rental fleet there. And if you're looking for a new, great time to buy a brand new Nissan from Galesburg Nissan. They got a whole lot full of them, and you can find the one you're looking for. 90 days deferred payment right now on new Galesburg Nissans at Galesburg Nissan. And, of course, Galesburg Nissan has always home of the lifetime warranty. All right, well, Eric, we need, I don't know what we're looking for in the second half, a little more, I don't know if it's enthusiasm is the right word. What do we, because Sterling's definitely got it, and they're excited. I guess I don't know if that's what we need to see from our girls or what.
I think our girls just need to see the ball go in the basket a few times.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
you get on a little bit of a roll, you make a couple buckets, and then all of a sudden the juice starts flowing. And I think especially if somebody could hit a couple in a row, what's happening is we're getting a bucket, and then we're going several possessions with that. Now the Streaks go to a 1-3-1, and the Streaks are going to get the ball back here, right?
No, the set went off Capri last.
Did it?
I thought Rousey touched it after Capri
did. I thought
did.
So, too, but I guess they're saying no.
So now Streaks giving Sterling a little taste of the 1-3-1, and they get it inbounds to left wing from on top of the arc. Shot no good by Manakwa.
Look up.
Soraya with a long rebound gets to Kara running the floor, lays it up and in. Great run out by Kara. Nice job. I wasn't sure if Soraya was worried about not turning the ball over. Oh, now Kara with a near steal but knocked it away from Amankwa. So the Streaks retake the lead 22-21. Like to see us, yeah, let's get another turnover here, get another quick, easy one. And it goes to Austin, back out to Amankwa. Melcher, now Amankwa, swing it over to Turner. Turner drives left side, pulls up a little 12-footer, miss it. Rebound to Capri Ferguson. Capri on the run with it, down the left side. Cross midcourt. Now pulls it back out, gets knocked away, and runs it down to midcourt, and now turns it over. Back the other way. This is Turner.
Ball.
Runs it down left side, puts it up, and missed the shot, but gets her own rebound. Now puts it up off the glass and in.
Just no sense of urgency there from the Streaks. No one there stepped up to stop the ball, and then no one got the rebound. Everybody was just kind of jogging down the court, just assuming Turner was going to make that first one.
23-22 now, the Sterling lead. Now reach. Oh, that's going to be 4 on Amankwa. That was
a bad call, I think. Capri's got to be careful. Well, no, she got her across the arms.
Oh, did she? I didn't see that.
Yeah, she got her across the arms, but Capri's got to be careful because Capri immediately like turned into her and bumped her right after the foul.
So Amankwa goes to the bench with her fourth foul, and she's replaced by the sophomore Ty Liberty, 5'2".
Yeah, she kind of handcuffed her there across the wrist.
Kara came back to the right baseline.
Kara missed Alexis.
And Antonia Kistler now goes to Alexis Edgerton. Back to Kara, left baseline, fires a 3, missed it. Rebound comes out long to Turner. Turner on the run. Nice job by that time Soraya, hustled and stopped her, but she fires from just inside the three-point arc, missed it. Rebound goes to 4. Austin has it, turned and threw it off the shoulder of Melcher. Now she fires a 15-footer right baseline, missed it. Kara with a rebound. Kara on the run out. 3-on-2 break for the Streaks. Kara right side, leans in, up off the glass, got it.
So. Kara does such a good job of playing with pace, Tom. She saw the defense kind of slowing up, so she just waited till they stopped, and then she went around them.
Wow, Turner just jumped wildly, ran right into Antonio Kissler, threw a shot up off the glass and made it. And no call. I mean, at least they didn't call it the other way.
Ooh, now, we got a travel call on Soraya. She got tied up by Katie Rousey, but I didn't see a travel, and now Rousey's headed out.
Yeah, grabbing her throat. I don't know what happened.
Coach Massey taking a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, Soraya took the pass and turned. I don't know where the travel came from. Well, that is, what, two turnovers down the second half, 12 in the game for the Streaks.
Both teams with 12 now.
25-24 is the Sterling lead, 6-17. Oh, look at the score.
I know. The scoreboard's taunting us, Tom.
It is. The Chicken George was up there in our faces.
The candlelight.
Oh, there it is.
Candlelight in commercial on the scoreboard. Tom and I are probably not going to get Chicken George because this game won't be over in time.
They close at 9. I don't think we're going to make it. Oh, well. All right, 25-24 is the Sterling lead. Full court pressure this time from the Streaks. Melcher to inbound. Soraya Boyd up playing the ball.
I like this decision by Coach Massey because
now going to get a foul.
I don't know that they have the ball handlers.
And now a steal on the inbound. Kiera comes away with it. Kiera Cooper stops, fires a 12-footer. Good. Kiera puts it up and in. She's got the 11 now quickly. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Kiera just got called for nothing. It was in Coach Massey's whistles. Where's the travel? Wow. Oh, my goodness.
This could be the third.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and now Coach Massey's calling off the press. I would keep the press on because I don't know that they have the guards to play the press.
Well, that was a problem there, though, because she just was handing the ball to Kiera, and she got called for a foul. So now Melcher drives in wildly and took some contact, but she initiated the contact. She's wondering where the call is because she was getting them earlier. Going to go back to the Streaks.
Yeah, she was getting them earlier. You're right, because that's exactly what she did. She would throw her body into the defensive player, and the foul would get called on the defensive player.
26-25 Streaks, 5:51 to play third quarter. Capri on the dribble and turns it over. 13 now, three in the second half.
Well, she dribbled herself right into a trap right there.
Turner down to Austin on the left block. Oh, no! She threw it out of bounds. They're going to say it went off to Soraya. She just turned and lost the ball out of bounds. It went straight out. And he started to point Galesburg's way and then changed his mind. Wow.
No, this official up the top. I thought this official at the top was going to overrule, and he didn't.
Now Turner, three-pointer out high left side. Good. Olivia Turner, that's her second of the game. She's got 10. Oh, no.
Alexis with the pull-up. She misses, and Austin with the rebound.
28-26 Sterling, 5:20 to play here in the third quarter. Left wing, Melcher drives baseline, cut off by Capri. Now brings it back out, drives in, bounces for Gibson right side, gets around Soraya somehow, laid it up and in.
Well, and this is what you don't want to have happen. We talked about the Streaks wanting to see a little momentum on the offensive end. Now it's going Sterling's way.
Alexis, got it. Nice job by Soraya. Nice spin move up on the glass. Wow. Got it to fall. It looked like it's going to be too hard off the glass, but she made a really nice mid move on what I thought was going to be a turnover.
Yeah, the ball just kind of stopped on the rim.
Now that's going to be Streaks' ball.
No, it went off Kiera's foot. That's a good call.
All right. I thought Liberty hit it after it went the other way. So it went off her foot. Okay.
She moved and immediately pointed. Now what the Streaks did miss there is for the second time, Turner just kind of threw the ball without having anybody there. Streaks didn't close down in time, and Liberty was able to get to it.
And traveled, no call. Now gets it across. This is Gibson on the dribble right wing. And
double dribble!
She picked it up. She picked it up with both hands, and the official didn't see it. Now, oh, my goodness. You have got to be kidding me. So Austin went over the back for the – how did you not see the double dribble? She caught the ball and then dribbled again. Wow. So Austin got to put it back up and in. Who'd they call the foul on? Was that – must have been
– it must have been
Antonia. Antonia,
her third.
So Austin made the shot and makes the free throw.
Wow. What a bad call. What a bad missed call.
Wow. Now Kiera out high on the left side.
Oh, go by her.
There you go. Oh, nice move. Nice crossover. Left hand up off the glass and in. Kiera Kilgore. That was a pro move there. Wow. Quickly back the other way. Melcher just overthrew Austin. I don't know what Austin's like. She didn't have 6'2". She didn't have a chance to get that one.
No, that was thrown right into the band. It wasn't even. That was just like, I'm going to get this to Austin, and I think she's 8 foot tall.
Well, see, Austin, she's holding her side. She played, as you mentioned, she played the entire sophomore game. Now she's tired.
She's got to be gassed.
So hopefully get it to Kira on this side against her again. Now Antonia drives in, kicks out to Alexis Edgerson for three left wing.
There we go!
Alexis Edgerson, her second of the game. She's got six, and we're tied at 33 with 4:05 to play third quarter.
Is that the run the streets need here?
Oh, ball.
No, it was not kicked. You've got to try to kick it.
Yeah, the pass. Antonia was stepping forward, and they threw a pass, and it bounced off of her knee, and they called a kick.
Not enough officials read the rule book, because the rule, you have to intentionally try to kick it. If it goes off your leg, it's not a kick.
So Alexis with the three. Now Lily Clark comes in and replaces her with 4 minutes to play. Inbound to Turner. She's got the free throw line. Lost a handle. Traveled. Now kicks back out to Liberty, right of the center circle. Right wing to Melcher. 3:52 to play third quarter. Streaks and Sterling tied at 33. Pass knocked away by Kira. Gibson gets it in the paint, up off the glass, missed it, and a rebound Juniper Schwartzman, and gets fouled, no call, and finally gets it off to Capri Ferguson. Nice downcourt pass to Antonia Kissler. Oh. Basket. Oh, and Liberty gets back and blocks it. Now a jump ball on the rebound, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Rousey makes a mistake. Every time she gets the ball down to the post, she brings it down by her waist, and that's what she did with that rebound, and unfortunately, Streaks able to get in and tie her up. Tied at 33, 3:36 to play in the third. Kira to inbound and try to get to Lily Clark down on the right block. It got knocked away. Back now on the right side, Kira will try to inbound.
Kira needs to watch the first cut, because usually the first cut's wide open so far against the defense. Nope, they didn't run the same play.
Right back to Kira, little left-hander up. Got it in one. The foul's going to go against Rousey. On the feed from inbound came to Antonia, and the same thing we did early in the game as Kira immediately went in and posted up, puts it up and in, and won. 10
now,
in the quarter for Kira, 15
now just
in the game.
Hit some free throws. Start hitting some free throws here, Streaks.
Two on Catherine Rousey. Kira's shot is up and good.
There we go.
Finally got the lid off there. 36-33 Streaks, 3:26 to play, third quarter, Liberty. And the ball knocked away by Juniper Schwartzman, goes into the backcourt, and that should be Streaks' ball. I thought Liberty hit it. That's what Coach Mass is saying. Liberty hit it when it came into the backcourt.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Juniper knocked it away, and she chased it. Liberty chased it down and then stepped out of bounds with it. I don't know. Carl's not upset about that one, so maybe not. He was right there.
He might be on his best behavior right now, though.
Who knows? All right, so Liberty will walk it across for Sterling, left of the center circle, 3:17 play. Now it's steal by Kira, and she gets fouled by
Turner. They're calling Capri for
the – Oh, no, you've got to be kidding me. Oh, my goodness. Capri with a clean steal, and Turner ran into her, and he called Capri for the foul.
I don't know what game this guy is watching.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
That was a horrendous call.
That was a clean steal.
Right. She was in front of Turner. So
Turner was coming after the ball and ran into her. Wow. My goodness. Liberty with it out high. 3 minutes to play here in the third. Left corner. It goes to Menchaca. Now it's Rousey. Kicks it out to Liberty.
Travel.
Yeah, she took a hop step before she took the shot. And right in front of the same official, didn't call it. Rebound to Rousey. Now what are we going to get? Oh, my goodness. Oh. Okay, the official over here is calling a travel. The one over there is calling a foul. Neither was in the position. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Now Lily Clark gets called for the foul. Jeez.
And so now this official, Coach Massey.
And he actually had the better angle.
Yeah, Coach Massey saying, you call the travel. And he said, well, the other official called it.
Now the Streaks fell asleep on defense. Turner missed the easy shot, though. Gibson got the rebound and knocked away. Now it is Liberty with it in the center circle. 2:39 to play here in the third. Streaks leading 36-33. Turner. Nearly threw it away. Liberty, and she carried it, caught it, and then turned it over. And
they haven't called her on the carry in two games now.
This is Menchaca with it to the free throw line to Rousey. Leans in, puts her shoulder into Juniper.
Rousey was in the lane that entire possession.
Lily Clark with it, brings it down right side and lost it out of bounds. Nope, they're going to say it went off Turner last.
That right there, Lily's got to jump stop and get that one back out.
2:15 to play here in the third. Streaks leading 36-33. Soraya Boyd checking back in for the Streaks. Madison Austin for Sterling. Also, Olivia Melcher checking back in for the Golden Warriors. 2:15 to play. Kira to inbound from the far sideline. Free throw line extended. And it comes to Capri Ferguson between the circles. Capri dribbles left. pulls it back out, bounces for Kiera, top of the key, down the middle. That's dumped down to Juniper Schwartzman, can't hit, but Austin fouls it from the one behind. That's her second foul. That'll put Juniper Schwartzman at the free throw line for two shots. 2:08 to play here in the third, 36-33 streak. Let's see if we can extend this a bit.
Coach Jackson trying to explain to Austin, you got to get in front of her. You can't try to block the shot from over her shoulder.
Seven now for Juniper as she hits the first free throw. 37-33. This is our biggest lead of the game, isn't it, at four? I think.
I think you're right because we were up 4-1 early.
Missed the second, rebound to Austin. Liberty brings it across on the right side, gets it to Turner, top of the key, back to Liberty on high right side, 2 minutes to play. Now Austin, top of the key, just back off her. Now to Rousey, she's got it at the right elbow. Bounces inside for Turner, got away, missed the shot though. Now Austin gets a rebound, puts it up and in.
Yeah, unfortunately the streaks were in scramble mode, couldn't get back, and then Austin picked up the rebound, was able to get a nice little put back.
1:36 to play. Lily Clark
on the line.
Fires on top of the three-point arc. Can't hit. Rebound kept alive. And Sarai Boyd gets tries to come away with it. Loses the handle on it. Now a jump ball is going to be called when it shouldn't be. Oh, it traveled on who?
Oh, the streak ball. We'll take it.
Who is it travel on?
I don't know.
I thought it was early, too early to call the tie-up. I mean, I suppose Rousey, maybe she rolled over with the ball. I don't know. Antonia Kissler, Capri Ferguson, top of the key. To Kiera, runs across the lane, an easy two on the feed from Capri, and it's 39-35 streaks, 1:15 to play. Turner on the run, right wing, gets down the right baseline to Rousey, throws it up off the glass, no, and a rebound.
Over the back.
Thank you. Not by the official under the basket, but the official out near midcourt calls Austin for going over the back. So
that's Coach, three on Austin.
Coach Massey's chats are starting to work, I guess. 39-35 streaks, 1:09 to play here in the third quarter. Capri will walk it up. Met by Melcher at midcourt. Gives to Kiera out on the left side. Gets a pick from Antonia. Goes baseline. Pulls it back out. Picks up on the wing. Swings it over to Capri out high on the right side. Splits the defenders. Back out to Kiera for three, left wing. Oh, too strong. Rebound fought for and tie-up. Nice job by Capri with Melcher. But the possession arrow. Oh, it is. Nope. Yeah, points toward Sterling, unfortunately.
Nice job by Capri and Melcher, though, going after the ball hard.
Yeah.
They tied each other up, went to the ground, and that was it. That was
Capri
the end of the play.
Capri got the better
play.
Of that one. Yeah. pulled her down, but that's what you got to do. All right, full court pressure again from the streaks, 48.9.
Steal
by Kiera. Oh, and she turned it right back over. Right to Melcher. Now a travel. On Melcher. So two quick turnovers there, one by the streaks and two by Sterling.
Three quick.
So 45 now to play. Capri Ferguson back to Kiera out high right side. Drives right baseline, little runner up, got some contact, up off the glass and in. Wow, what a quarter. Make it 41-35, biggest lead of the game. Liberty on the dribble in the backcourt. Not across yet, they finally get it across and a near steal by Antonia. Be careful, lucky she didn't get called for a bump there. 26 play, now a steal by Kiera. With 23, Kiera down the right side. Splits the defenders up off the glass, no, but they're going to call the foul on Austin. That's going to be four.
In this quarter, Kiera has 15 points, three steals, and a rebound.
Oh, no, they called it on, who did they call? Liberty. Liberty called for the foul. So her first, that's going to put Kiera at the free throw line, though, with two shots, and somebody got some blood
Melcher's
on her.
Melcher's got
hand.
Blood, and they're going to bring in Weeks.
So Kiera at the free throw line with two shots, 20.4 to play in the quarter. It's Galesburg 41, Sterling 35. First shot for Kiera is up and good.
Streaks building on the biggest lead of the game for them.
16 in the quarter for Kiera Kilgore. So she brought Amankwa back in with four fouls with 20.4 to play in the quarter.
Yeah, interesting decision here by
Coach
Jackson.
Well, I suppose with the full court pressure, I guess she wants him to get it up court. Second one is good by Kiera. Nope, now the streaks drop back with 19 to play. 43-35, Amankwa brings it across. On the right side, on the dribble, streaks into the 1-3-1, it looks like. Amankwa, right side, it goes to Maggie Rousey. Inside to Austin, and it's stolen away by Kiera. Then she got grabbed from behind. Gibson grabbed her from behind and took the ball away. Now Amankwa fires a long three, missed it at the buzzer. Well, much better, at least late third quarter. After three, it is Galesburg 43, Sterling 35. We'll come back and bring you the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your car, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book buying center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Come into Yem today, get paid today. Get cash up front toward your trade and drive away happy. From Yem, your Kelley Blue Book buying center, North Henderson Street, Galesburg. Visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Just for the basketball to start the fourth quarter, Tom Aird there. Gibson, Galesburg with a 43-35 lead. Kiara with 17 points in the third. Galesburg outscored Sterling 23-14 in that third quarter.
Well, Ferguson. It definitely seems like the Streaks going to the press on the 1-3-1. It kind of threw a curveball to the Sterling team, which is kind of surprising because you would assume they practiced against
Sierra
it.
Missed the three from the left wing. Gets her own rebound, though. Dumps it. Oh, tried to dump it down to Soraya. Turned it over, though, as Monkwell got in between and was able to steal it away. Now she turns around and throws it away. Those Streaks get it back as the teams exchange turnovers again.
That's 21 turnovers now for Sterling. Streaks with 17 turnovers.
43-35, the Galesburg lead, 7:32 to play in the ball game. Just going about on a 30-0 run would be nice. Really quicker. That only lasts about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Of actual time, not clock time. Now the Streaks turnover again. Oh,
we're going to get a reach in on Antonia. That's going to be her fourth.
After the Streaks turned it over. Okay, so Antonia Kistler, yep, she's got four now. How many is that turnovers on us in the second half?
In the second half, eight.
That was way short, so 18 for the game.
It was tough because we had a couple of possessions where it was turnover before the ball even moved up the court.
Melcher swings it over to Turner. Left wing it goes to Rousey. Back out to Turner. Stops at the left elbow. 15-footer in and out. No good. Rebound Capri Ferguson. Gets fouled. No call.
I don't understand how that's not a foul if you're going to call that on the other end on Juniper Antonia. It was about the same level of contact as what Antonia did.
Capri and had it knocked away. Ball goes to the floor. Now the Streaks turned over. And now Juniper is going to be called for the foul. She ran into Melcher. No, they call Kiara.
How?
That's her fourth. Juniper just ran right into whoever that was, Melcher. Now four on Kiara. Wow.
That's big.
That is. Left baseline to Rousey. Catherine Rousey. Now Amonco fires a long two-pointer and puts it up and in. Make it 43-37 Streaks. Kiara with it. Left wing. Out high right side, it goes to Capri.
Back door.
Back door to Kiara. Somebody got a hand on it, puts it up, can't hit. I think they got her on the arm on the way up. Austin with a rebound.
It's 11 rebounds for Austin now.
Quickly back the other way goes to Melcher, lays it up, missed it, bothered by Capri. And Juniper Schwartzman with the rebound for the Streaks. Quickly back the other way, goes to Alexis Edgerson to Kiara, left wing. Kiara drives baseline up on
what
the glass.
What a take.
And 19 in the second half. Now they overthrow Rousey
Rousey. Rousey and Austin look like they're really tired.
And of course, as we mentioned, Austin played the entire sophomore game for Sterling. So the Streaks get back on the turnover with the 8-point lead, 45-37, 5:49 to play.
This is not going to be the most efficient game for Kiara.
Kiara did just come out.
Yeah,
Lily came in for four fouls. Now Alexis Edgerson, right baseline. Petitrace kicks back out to Capri. She'll fire the 18-footer, missed it. And a rebound, Juniper Schwartzman, and foul. That's going to be it for Amonkwa. Amonkwa reached in, and that's going to be her fifth foul.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't like that foul call, but with how they've been calling it, yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I mean, she may have gotten her on the arm.
They were both fighting for the rebound, and she didn't do anything excessive.
Yeah.
Juniper was able to pull the ball right away.
Caprita inbound from the left baseline.
Oh, Capri off the defender. Oh,
threw it off of Liberty. Was able to establish her position inbounds, but couldn't get the shot to fall. That was quite a play. Now Turner drives down the left side, puts up a little 10-footer, missed it. Rebound to Austin. Oh, my God. Austin lost her balance and fell. Capri's asking what the call is. She brought the rebound down off balance and fell down, and they called Capri for a push. That's her second foul.
The interesting thing, although Capri missed the shot, the interesting thing about the one Capri just did, usually you see the back to the basketball, yeah. and they just throw it off the rear end. That one, the back was into the basketball. They just weren't looking at Capri, and she threw it off the right hip or left hip.
Yeah. First free throw good for Austin, the 6'2 sophomore, 45-38, streaks 5:20 to play. Second high archer is up and good. That's a higher arc than Antonia puts on it. 45-39, 5:19 to play.
Consistency of calls. That's all we're asking for.
Yep.
If you're going to call it tight, call it tight. If you're going to call it loose, call it loose.
Now Capri fires a three out high left side. Too strong. And the rebound, Juniper Forsman fights for another jump ball. And possession arrow points toward Sterling
this
time. Quick
jump ball.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with Kira out is who's going to score for the streaks. And they haven't answered that question yet.
Yeah, because she's got, what, our last probably at least 15 or so. All right, 45-39, under five to play in the ball game. Liberty on the dribble out high on the right side. Knocked away briefly by Lily Clark. Gets it back. Now it's Melcher down the left side of the lane. Lost a handle on it. Pulls it back out. Penetrates again. And then
she fell on her own.
Wow. She was just off balance and lost the ball. And then now they call Capri for another foul. Jeez. That's three on Capri now. And that is 18 fouls on the streak, so Melcher goes to the free throw line.
All you have to do, really, is just dribble down there and fall over, and they're going to call a foul on somebody.
Melcher's first free throw up and good. So she'll get the bonus. 4:45 to play now. It's a 45-40 streaks lead. Olivia Melcher's second shot is up and good. 45-41. Capri will bring it across for the streaks. Gets to Soraya on the right wing. Now Lily Clark out near the center circle. Left wing, Capri Ferguson, who had Soraya backdoor, didn't see her. Now swing it to Lily Clark. Again on top of the three-point line. Missed it. And the rebound kept alive. And Alexis Edgerson runs down the loose ball. Now it's Capri with it. Out high right side. Reach on Turner. Not called there. Now left wing, Alexis Edgerson. She'll penetrate. Kicks out to Lily Clark on the right wing. Fires on top of the three-point arc. Missed it. Rebound. Oh, Soraya, you could hear the smack up here. They didn't call the foul. She got the rebound and smacked her right across the arm, and he didn't call it. My goodness. Now a miss by Turner on the other end, and Capri with a rebound got fouled. She'll bring it down. Three-on-one break, four-on-one for the streaks. Dumps it down to Soraya, left side, left hand up and good. And now they call a foul on Liberty on that one. I don't know that there was one. But that last time down there, Juniper got the rebound. I heard the smack through my microphone, and the official was, no, there was no foul. Jeez. All right, so the basket by Soraya Boyd on the feed from Capri Ferguson. The foul went against Liberty. That is her second. That puts Soraya Boyd at the free throw line. She missed her only two in the first quarter. 47-41 streaks, 3:59 to play in the game. Shot is up and missed it. Rebound.
She's Catherine just leaving
Rousey.
It short.
Yeah. Now Turner on the dribble, left wing, penetrates, stops, fires a little 10-footer in the lane, up and in. Olivia Turner, she's got 12, make it 47-43 now. Capri right of the center circle, 3:40 to play. And turned it over, got Kira back in by the way.
21 turnovers now for the streaks.
And Kira knocks it away. They tried to go long down court and knocked it away before Melcher could get to it. 3:32 to play, 47-43 is the streak's lead.
I feel like that was more of the official was right, but I feel like it was more of a guess than an actual knowledge that Kirov, because he had turned away from the play.
Turn it inbound from out far on the right baseline for Sterling. And a steal by Kiara. Kiara on the dribble. She'll bring it across herself. Kiara down the right side lane, gets pushed
by Rousey.
Yep,
yeah.
Thank you. That's 18 fouls on them. So Kiera's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Catherine Rousey, that is
they said that
third.
That's her first, according to the scoreboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're wrong, but the PA guy had it right. First shot for Kiera is up, in and out, no good. Jennifer Schwartzman with the rebound up off the glass, can't hit. Kept alive by Soraya, but Liberty comes away with it for Sterling. Oh, a near steal by Capri, and now they're going to say she touched the sideline. I guess that's what he's saying. Who knows? He's not even really indicating. He's just pointing to where to inbound it, and Sterling's just walking over to get it, so I guess it goes back to them. Great defensive play by Capri, not able to come up with it, though.
Streaks back into man-to-man. Coach Jackson switching up their play call.
Liberty on the dribble to Rousey down the right block. Shot partially blocked by Soraya.
Well, she did exactly what they were doing in the first half, which was she just tried to lean in and get a foul called. This time the official didn't blow the whistle.
Now Kiera left baseline, drives in, kicks back out to Alexis Edgerton for three, top of the key, too strong. Rebound Kiera, right baseline. Gets knocked backwards, stops, fires the three, right wing. Good! Kiera Kilgore for three!
That
50-43, 2:40
really needed that.
Turner down and an extra hop step, throws it off the glass, no good.
Oh,
Rousey over the back of
Soraya.
Soraya pushed around in the way, rebounded up and in. Wow! Soraya ended up out of bounds on that. Jeez, this is crazy. 50-45. There was on the replay. She went all the way over her back, and that's what Coach Matthews
said. Well, and she pushed with the offhand.
She pushed
her forward with her left hand.
So full timeout called. It is 50-45, Streaks lead. Let's see, Rousey, I didn't mark down her basket yet. Let's see, there we go. So 50-45, 2:31 to play in the ball game. All right, so after a slow start, Kiera Kilgore is, I guess you could say, come to life here in the second half, huh?
Well, yeah, this isn't going to go down, like I said. It's their most efficient game as she's taken 30 shots, I think, in the game. Let's see. She's taken 26 shots so far in the game.
All right.
And even at the free throw line, she's 4 of 8. So definitely not one of her more efficient games, but she's being productive, which is the least you can ask for.
All right, 2:31 to play. Streaks leading 50-45, and they'll have to bring it the length of the court. Antonia Kissler back in. She'll inbound.
You can tell Capri's getting frustrated, and she's just got to keep it together here. We don't want her getting upset or – but she's getting frustrated with all the grabbing when she's coming up the floor.
Alexis Edgerton now high on the right side. Back to Capri, right of the center circle, working against Melcher.
Careful of that off arm.
Now picks up and gets it to Kiera here on the near side. Kiera puts it on the floor, left of the center circle. Streaks content to work a little clock here.
I don't know why they have four players out at the top of the key, though.
Yeah.
Space the floor. Make them play defense.
Now bump there. Thank you. Now we're going to call it. I hope you are going to call it tighter now because Turner bumped her. That's going to put Kiera at the free throw line. That's 19 fouls, so it'll be another one and bonus this time. Then it'll be two shots from here on out.
Well, I almost wondered if the bench wanted her to foul Kiera for some reason.
Yeah.
Because I thought I heard them yelling to put contact on her.
And missed the free throw.
Man.
Rebound kept alive. Kiera comes away with it. To Alexis Edgerton out high right side. Back to Capri in the center circle. 1:57 to play. Now Alexis Edgerton out near midcourt right side, puts it on the floor, and
they're
now being
man.
Pushed. Now being pushed again, the ball actually went into the backcourt. If it's not a foul, it had to be an over and back. Now
back
Capri
door.
Back door to Kiera left side. Oh, good defensive play.
Yeah, great
Turner,
defensive play.
Turner got behind and blocked it, but the Streaks get it back with 1:41 to play.
That was a tremendous defensive play by Turner.
But back to the Streaks. Kiera to inbound from the right baseline. 1:41 to play. Streaks with a 50-45 lead. And it comes to Capri between the circles. Alexis Edgerton now with 1:38 to play. Now Capri in the center circle.
That
and
was
the ball
tipped.
Get knocked into the backcourt by Antonia Kissler.
And the official called it.
Yep.
The Sterling bench went nuts there, but the official on the far side of the floor called it right away.
The backcourt. Yeah, because Antonia was half in the backcourt when she picked it up.
Back door.
And there it goes to Capri from Kiera. Lay it up and in. Good call. Bree Ferguson lays it up and in on the feet from Kiera Kilgore, 52-45.
You just could see Sterling over-pursuing to the backcourt.
Liberty out high left side to Turner. Turner stops, fires a long three. High Archer in and out, no good. And the rebound comes out long, and it's taken away by Alexis Ederson. Alexis on the dribble, stopped, pulled it back out, gives to Kiera.
Good decision.
With 1:03 to play.
They're going to foul Capri.
Yep. They sent Melcher out to Fowler. That's her first. And now two shots for Capri Ferguson with 59.3 to play in the ball game. Let's hit some free throws and put this one away.
Big key to that is hitting the free throws, though.
Yep.
Something the Streaks have struggled with today.
And there first up and in for Capri Ferguson. Five in the game for her. 53-45, 59.3 to play. Well, these two teams are going to be very familiar with each other. We'll see them again next Tuesday night over at Dixon.
And you know Sterling's going to come in a lot more confident after this performance here today.
Second one up and good for Capri Ferguson.
So there will be no gimmies up in Dixon.
Hey, we got a palindrome here.
We do.
54-45
Probably one of the
Streaks.
Tighter ones we expected to see this game.
Now a steal. Ooh. Oh, Kiera had it, and Melcher got it right back.
That's
and,
a travel.
Oh. Oh.
Melcher picked the
Might
ball
well
up.
Keep calling walked, this way.
Walked a couple steps.
Alexis picks up the foul.
And then passed
second.
It to Rousey. And
so Melcher is going to go to the free throw line. Where this will be a one and bonus. That's 19 fouls on the Streaks. And they're going to send Rousey back to the bench. And Menchaca comes in. 49.3 to play. Streaks lead 54-45. Melcher at the free throw line with a chance of one and bonus. First one is up and no good. Rousey, or rather Austin with a rebound. And Soraya's getting a call for the foul on the Austin's attempt to put it back. That'll be her second. So Madison Austin to the free throw line for two shots. That's 10 on the Streaks now, so both teams shooting two
double
each
bonus.
Time. So Madison Austin, 6'2 sophomore at the line. First one missed it.
Love what we've seen from her. Nine points in the game. She has 13 rebounds. She's been active on the defensive end. They put her in the middle of the 1-3-1.
Yeah.
So, which, for those that don't understand, the middle of the 1-3-1 is actually at the free throw line because you have three across the free throw line, and she's still got 13 rebounds in this game.
Second shot up and good for Madison Austin, the sophomore, and played the entire sophomore game
right.
on top of it. Kiera on the dribble. Pulls it back out with 43 seconds to play, and reach is going to go on Menchaca. That's going to put Kiera back at the free throw line.
Well, Kiera's got a real shot to get the 30 here in this game with the fact that she's shooting free throws the rest of the way.
Get her average back up over 22 again in the conference. It dropped to like 21-4 or 21-6, I think. First shot is up and good. Rousey back in. She replaces Menchaca with 41.2 to play. 55-46 is the Streaks' lead. Kiera Kilgore at the free throw line. Second one up and good.
Just amazing to think, Tom, that she's got over half the streak points in this game.
Yeah, yep. 38 to play, 56-46, and now Coach Jackson calls a timeout.
Just to make sure that we aren't getting that Chicken George.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a 30-second timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all street road games. Check out their whole selection of rental vehicles. They got a whole fleet of rental vehicles if you need one for any reason. But, home of a lifetime warranty. Check them out for new Nissans. 90 days deferred payment on brand-new Nissans from Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. 56-46, Streaks lead. It's been a hard-fought one. Not over yet, but getting a whole lot closer. It's not early enough.
Yeah, this game has been a dogfight for the Streaks. Probably not what they expected here, but they've showed some resiliency. They had to lean on Kiera to get points here in the second half, but she's come through.
Now it goes to Rousey on the right block. A little eight-footer up and no good, and the rebound, Juniper Schwartzman, gets fouled, and we'll go back the other way.
With free throws.
And it went against Rousey.
It's nine rebounds now for Juniper.
Fourth foul on Catherine Rousey. So Juniper Schwartzman back to the line. She's 3-for-4 here tonight. 7 points in the game. 25.2 to play. 56-46. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks at 10. First shot is up and good. Used all the rim, put it up and through. Now Coach Massey calls the girls off the lane. They'll go back and into the backcourt. Second shot is up and missed it. Rebound comes away to Cadence Weeks. This is Abby Halsney with it. Right wing to Menchaca. 16 to play. Now it's Turner, right wing.
They're not in any hurry to put a shot up here.
Halsney with it. Top of the key. 7 seconds of play. Gets to Turner, left wing. Now drives baseline, spins back out to Halsney with 1 second to play, and she threw a shot up just before the buzzer. And the Streaks come away with a hard-fought win here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 57, Sterling 46. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Streaks win at 57-46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
When they walk in the door here and they go, oh, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here tonight, 57-46 over the Sterling Golden Warriors. final game of the regular season, joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. First off, coach, congratulations on the win. Hard-fought victory tonight, and you guys really came out. That the third quarter was obviously the key in this one when you were able to kind of take control of it.
It was, and, you know, part of the deal was, you know, second-guess myself of that in the first half. Our hope was that we wouldn't have to use the 1-3-1 or press, that we could save those for Tuesday. But, you know, I don't know, maybe we should have saved them and just seen what happened. But we felt like we weren't playing with the energy that we normally do, and we thought the press would help get the energy, and it did.
Yeah, they, you know, I know one of the things you didn't want to for them to get any confidence, and they were able to, and you kind of knew if they were anywhere close that they were going to play with a lot of confidence, but you guys were still able to withstand that, and you really obviously offensively really had to rely on Kiara tonight, and she just really came and brought it in that second half.
Yeah, you know, outstanding in the second half, and I thought what was really good about her game, too, was I thought in the first half we didn't necessarily convert them, but she made some really nice passes to the post players inside and stuff that were positive there. I thought Juniper came off the bench and did a nice job for us there. That I thought that was she ended up blocked out and did a good job, and I think she also she got the ball inside and finished well several times.
Yeah, that was a tough thing because they definitely had some size, obviously some height, and then some bigger bodies on some of them as well. So that was kind of a big key tonight. And I thought you guys did a really good job, and especially like I said with Kiara, with getting the scores in that, especially in that third quarter, kind of getting that zone to shift and finding those seams that she was able to get in and get behind some of their bigs to score.
Yeah, she did what she does you know, can kind of kind of snake through the lane and get things, and she sure did that.
All right. Well, it's never easy to see a team twice in a row. It's kind of an interesting thing to end the regular season and turn around and see them again on a different floor this time. And like you said, you didn't, you know, ended up doing some things you didn't necessarily want to do tonight that you might need to use next week. But I guess the hope is you come in maybe earlier and be able to, you know, take advantage. They turn the ball over quite a bit early, and maybe, you know, take more advantage of things like that.
Well, I think the big deal for us is we've got to be able to shoot the ball better.
Yeah.
That we just, in the first half, you know, we were fortunate that we were still that close because we shot so poorly that way with things. And, you know, and I, you know, basketball is a tough game to officiate, and you don't want to go down that road too much, but saying that, I do. It was, you know, there was, I think probably both ways there were some unusual calls tonight that I think that the kids on both teams were kind of perplexed as far as not sure exactly what was a foul and what wasn't a foul.
Unusual is a good way to put it. We had other things we'd said about it, but just saying.
Well, you guys always talk about
that.
The referees.
That is true. That is true. All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win here tonight, and we'll see you in the postseason.
Okay. Thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game show. Streaks win here tonight. 57-46 was the final score. We're going to come back and run down some post game stats and more. Also on the way, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 57-46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Streaks win here tonight by a final of 57-46. Hard-fought win over the Sterling Golden Warriors, but got the job done. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it went in the W column, and they don't care how pretty they are when they get there.
Absolutely. All right, our post-game statistics are brought to you by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. I was too busy doing some other things, and I only got ours.
I got theirs.
So all right. Well, we'll
hand it over.
Led the way by Kira Kilgore's 29 points, 10 twos, a three, and 6 for 11 from the free throw line. Was that right? 6 for 11?
I didn't. One, two, three, four.
I used up so much space.
One, two, three, four, five. Yep, 6 for 11.
Okay. 8 points for Juniper Schwartzman off the bench. 2 baskets, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 6 apiece for Capri Ferguson, Alexis Edgerson. Capri with 2 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. Alexis with 2 3-pointers. 6 for Soraya Boyd on 3 baskets. Struggle from the line, 0 for 3 from the line tonight. And 2 points for Antonia Kistler on a basket. Streaks 12 for 22 from the line. Good. And 3 3-pointers in the game.
12 points for Olivia Turner to lead the way for the Golden Warriors. She had a pair of twos and a pair of threes. 10 points for the sophomore Madison Austin. She looked great. 10 points on 3 for 3 shooting from the field, 4 for 5 shooting from the free throw line. 7 points for Catherine Rousey. She finishes the game hitting 3 twos and had 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Olivia Melcher. She had a pair of twos and 2 free throws in 3 attempts. 5 points for Amankwa. She fouled out, but she did have 2 twos and a 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Aubrey Menchaca. She had a 3 and a free throw in 2 attempts. And then 2 points for Kira Gibson. She had just a 2-pointer. She was 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 23 turnovers for Sterling. Streaks turned the ball over 21 times, so not a pretty game from either team in terms of that. Sterling did out-rebound the Streaks 41-39, including 17-16 on the offensive end. Sterling shot the ball 17 of 57 from the field, 3 of 9 from downtown. Streaks were 21 of 55 from the field, 3 of 18 from downtown.
Wow.
Stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about. Juniper had the 8 points, but she just missed a double-double because she had 9 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Soraya Boyd had 6 points, but she also had 2 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Tonya Kistler had 2 assists, 1 steal, and 3 rebounds to go with her 2 points. Alexis Edgerson had 3 rebounds to go with her 6 points. Capri Ferguson, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals to go with her 6 points. Lily Clark had a rebound in this one, and Kira did her best again, 29 points, but she also had 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 7 steals in this game.
Wow. So nearly a double-double with points and steals. That's
right.
That's pretty impressive. All right. Well, the Streaks get the win tonight, 57-46, the final score in the regular season with a record of 24-7 in the Western Big Six Conference season with a record of 10-4. The Golden Warriors dropped to 3-25, and they finished the conference 0-14. And we'll see them again, though, coming up on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Man. All right.
For tomorrow, Streaks are going to be Maroon fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, pulling for them against the Geneseo Maple Leafs tomorrow night. All right, our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We will do that next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
Pamela Anderson, she was filming a movie with Tim Allen. She said, on the first day of the filming, I walked out of my dressing room. He opened his robe and flashed me. He said, hey, it's only fair seeing you naked alive. Now, I like this part of the article. It's unclear how or when Allen would have seen Pamela Anderson naked. Half of North America has seen Pamela Anderson naked.
And the other half is under the age of 12.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow, I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye. And drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is better. backed by our promise.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
57-46, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Sterling Golden Warriors here tonight at Homer Musgrove Fieldhouse and finish the regular season with a 24-7 record. Our final order of business to name our day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Not too hard on this one.
No.
The third quarter was the difference, and this young lady outscored Sterling 17-14 in the third quarter.
Yeah, we're going to go with the junior Kira Kilgore. Finishes with 29 points, 8 rebounds, 7 steals, 3 assists. She scored 17 of the Streaks, 23 points in the third quarter, 7 of the Streaks, 14 points in the fourth quarter. So she gets 24 points in the second half of the Streaks 37 and just absolutely put this team on her back and carried them to the finish line.
So Kiara Kilgore, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave's. Well, got a little bit of time off. It'll be a little less than a week next Tuesday night. We'll open postseason play against this same team. They'll be ready to play, I'm sure. Streaks, we just hope that, you know, you come out and, you know, you're not going to come out every game the way you did against Rock Island.
Right.
I mean, you wish you would, because I don't know there's a team we couldn't compete with playing like that, but doesn't happen every time. You just got to, you know, we just come out and can hit some shots, which we didn't get on Saturday either against Alamon.
Well, and I'm glad Coach addressed it, because that was one of the questions I had for him was, did you want to press or did you want to use the 1-3-1 in this game? Because I was thinking that those were two things the Streaks definitely wanted to stay away from, just so they had something different to show on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he was honest about it. We didn't want to go there, but we just felt like we had to. And that's an interesting perspective to look at, because you get caught in that quandary. Do you try to play it out without using them and then potentially lose this game, or do you put it all out there? And I think ultimately it was the right call. You want to have as much momentum going in the postseason as possible, and you probably didn't also want to give this teammate confidence playing you. Even though it's tough to beat a team three times in one season, one would think that you'd rather do that, go in with two, than having split here in this situation.
All right, so that is it for the regular season. Again, the Streaks went to 57-46. And, I'm sorry, they still have the score up on the scoreboard, too. That's interesting. All right, and still an ad for the Candlelight Inn.
They're still doing their post-game, though.
Oh, okay. Still an ad for the Candlelight Inn. Yeah. You know what? We play earlier Tuesday. We can come back this way and go there, maybe.
There we go.
About that? All right. So the Streaks went here tonight and finished out the regular season 24-7. Well, that's going to do it. Again, the Galesburg High boys coming up on Friday night. And then we'll have the girls for you again. An earlier start, 6 o'clock tip, and a 5:40 pregame, and the postseason opener at Dixon against the same Sterling Golden Warriors coming up on Tuesday night. Well, that'll do it. Looking forward to the postseason. Hopefully we'll have a long run that ends in Normal.
Yep, let's hope that this gets the ball rolling and the Streaks just roll right through.
All right, thanks to to Roger Lundin back at the studio keeping us on the air. Streaks win at 57-46. Good night from Sterling.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.